Success in farming is all about precision and efficiency, ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
Don't let tomorrow's solutions get stuck on today's obstacles. Help move what matters at Iowa State. Iowa State students have big ideas.
My name is Cam Schaefer. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Spox Sanctuary, which is an exotic companion animal rescue, and we provide other services in education and nutrition.
And it all started with a little help from cyclones like you.
Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
What's up, friends, and welcome to Williams and Bloom Wednesday on a frantic Wednesday here in the Wild Rose Casino Studios. We are live. We needed to go this morning because there's so much going on right now. Cheers to Brent Bloom coffee. I was just on the phone with somebody, and you've been in this world for a while now. But I was like, somehow it's busier now than it was a week ago, getting ready for the Sweet 16. It's insane right now.
Totally.
It's like every 5 minutes there's something happening.
Yeah. But good things. Good things are happening.
Well, I mean, really, and we're going to get into all of it. We're just talking basketball, like men's basketball right now. I have learned more about the women's, and it goes slower because of visits and stuff like that, which we'll explain. We're not ignoring the women. There's just not as much going on there. So this is pretty much exclusively going to be a men's basketball transfer portal show. It's kind of like our trade deadline special.
It's very similar, yeah.
Unlike MLB Network, where they flash around. Let's go graphics. And see what the Reds are doing.
Let's check in and link it.
We are presented, as always, by our friends at MacDine, the MacDine Corporation. God love them. They've been with us through thick and thin. Takes a lot. We have two of our biggest advertisers, our best supporters that came on to us during COVID. And they said, we want to support you guys and make sure that you can survive this. And that was the Mississippi River Distilling Company. Got my Cody Road in the background.
Right. Yep.
And also our friends at MacDine. So we appreciate them very, very much. And I also, before we get into everything, this is a really big day. This is Forever True Day with our friends at the Iowa State University Foundation. And so here's the key. If you go to forevertrueday.com, you can get all the scoop. But we have been challenged at Cyclone Fanatic to come up with 100 donors.
Let's do it.
And that should be really easy. There's like 20,000 people will listen to this podcast today or consume it. We are going to be tweeting out links. It doesn't start until noon. I want you to click on that link so Cyclone Fanatic gets quote unquote credit for it. So we want to show them the power of Cyclone Fanatic, and you know, the 100 should not be difficult for us at Cyclone Fanatic.
We got four in this room.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna probably give more.
Okay.
The thing is too, it's like, it's less about how much you give. They want to get more people involved.
We
got to
get involved, everybody.
That's the key. So it's forevertrueday.com. But again, I want you to click on our links that we put out. That will be right at noon. We're going to be firing them off. I'm going to give to the marching band because I'm a huge band guy. Huge.
Noted band guy.
Massive band guy.
And the great thing about the Iowa State band, it follows directions.
It does. I'm going to give to the Greenlee School of Journalism. I'm going to give to veterinary medicine. I'm going to, as always, give to our friends at the Ivy College of Business.
Lock it in.
And I'm going to find one more. I want to give five this year. I'm going to up it. Those are the four I usually do. I'm going to find a pocket out there and give to a fifth. And I am taking bribes. So if anybody out there, you got something special to you, holler at me.
I got to get my one for the College of Business.
Yep.
My guy, Dan Spalding, Michelle and team up there. Our guy, Eric Bensinger.
Yeah,
running love the Eric fundraising Vincent, department. The
old man. Athletics guy.
Yep. Got to take care of them. I just spoke to kids at the Greenlee School last week.
How have I never been invited to speak to the Greenlee School?
Well,
they're keeping their distance from me.
I don't blame them. You know, no, it's it was great.
I don't blame the professors.
In the same the basement,
keep that guy at an arm's length.
The basement of Hamilton. Chris is not allowed in this building. No, it was good, but really, really impressive folks. And honestly, I think people get this misconception that it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to help. It's really the more you can help. And if you're listening to this, chances are you had a good Iowa State experience and you want others to have that same experience. This is a great way you can get involved.
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, it's strategic too. Like, they want to get as many young people involved now because they'll have money later. Right. So like, yeah, a $10 donation does matter because we're just getting you into the ecosystem. And I like their message, be a well-rounded Cyclone. Like, to me, and this is a little bit of the difference, I'm not trying to be petty here. It's like, I have my Hawkeye friends all the time will be like, why do you guys do the Walmart joke? And it's just because when we were kids, it wasn't easy to, I wasn't an Iowa State fan. Like, you got picked on all the time for it, right?
I did, like kindergarten.
And a lot of it, like it's special. Like, we meet our spouses there. We, you know, it's just not that clearly Iowa has alumni too. The point is that why are Iowa State fans so like a pit bull all the time and defensive? And it's because it is more than just going to Jack Trice Stadium or Hilton Coliseum. Like, Hamilton Hall, like, to me, is one of my favorite places in the world. Would they let me, I know that they don't want me around, but would they let me like take my computer and just work in there and just sit there? Like,
the lobby looks similar. I was, yeah.
Would
get looked at funny. Like, what's the old guy doing?
Well, here? I was like, do they have like security that Matt?
I didn't see any. I didn't see any. I was up there last week. Now, I may not be on the list like you are. So I can't.
You're
can't,
on the block. I've been blocked.
You've been blocked from Hamilton.
All right. Yeah. Let's dig good in.
Day. Forever true day. I'll be, you know who else I'm going to help out?
Who?
My brother-in-law is a professor in the industrial design department. Oh, call to design.
Very nice.
Love the call to design. They do some great work over there.
Yeah, they do. That's always a...
That's my third
That was always
that's
the
my third
best
wheel.
Building if you had a... They had a nice coffee.
Yeah, great coffee.
Coffee there. In there. Yeah. All right, let's get after it. A bunch of guys commenting on my wardrobe today. I'm wearing the sport coat with my Rock t-shirt. I don't understand what the hell's the problem with this. WrestleMania week.
That is a combo that I would not have picked.
Yeah, because you don't have style.
I agree with JWB there.
I'm more stylish than you.
I'm just not sure the Rock and a sport coat go together, but specifically, now the irony here is the Rock doesn't have a shirt on, and yet you have a coat over his shirt, which...
I'm just sitting here.
I think you're a step away from like a tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah, we're getting close.
You're formal.
Dangerously like close.
Ready to party. Thank you, Aiden.
And this is now for sale. Speaking of war, this is now for sale on the Ames Lager.
Those are dope, by the way. I saw a bunch of those at our
event in Omaha.
Yeah. And I was going to buy a bunch, but I knew I probably wouldn't get home until about 3 a.m.
Google Ames Lager store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Golf weather.
Well, and it's getting to be beer weather, too.
Beer and golf weather. beer and golf weather right now.
Well, it's not right now. It's brutal.
You have to hit that low stinger today.
Brutal here in the state of Iowa. All right. So it has been an eventful couple of days. In fact, I was telling these guys before we went on the air, I think I may have been on my phone more in the last 3 days than I have the last 3 months as far as like actual conversations with people. Bloom, this transfer portal. So Iowa State gets, is it Heise from Northern Iowa. Mm-hmm. Let's start right there.
Yep.
We covered all the outgoing transfers on Sunday's podcast. Nothing new has happened there. I feel like Iowa State's in a good spot with the rest of its roster. The only other one I was kind of waiting on was like Demaryius Watson. It's like, is this a guy who's ready to go to get a different role somewhere else? But it sounds like he's good, and that's huge for me because I think that guy's got as much upside as anyone left on the roster, like untapped upside. So I'm really happy that he's sticking around. Heise, Northern Iowa. This seems to me, you're a better scout than me. I'm going to give you just what I got.
Yeah.
Experienced guy, good body, can shoot the three ball. he's a little bit more, he's like a Momchilovic light when it comes to offensive ability, but he's a well-rounded player, probably more so than freshman year Milan, and he can play multiple positions. This is a guy who will impact the game even when he's not scoring points, and he's the perfect addition to the nucleus of this team.
Totally agree. Okay. I think as a fan base, I think people are excited. I think we're not excited enough.
I would agree.
Generally, I mean, I know people say, "Oh, you and I." This guy can play, and you know, everyone's like, "Oh, it's good depth." Not be careful. I mean, I think this guy can give you starter quality minutes. I think he's that good. I mean, he's a legit 6'4", 6'5", gives you positional flexibility. He can guard 2 through 4. He rebounds at a really good rate. His rebounding rate is better than Milan's. And then he can shoot the ball as well. People are saying, okay, he's the Jackson Pavelski replacement. I think it's quite a bit different.
Yeah,
I
would agree. I don't think they have that yet.
Nate's super efficient. I mean, he's one of those that doesn't need the ball, but you can give him the ball and he'll go get you some points. Good defender, good rebounder, more athletic than you realize. Neat thing about Nate, his super athletic family, both of his parents played at a high level. His sister was the number one overall pick in the Professional Women's Hockey League in Minnesota. She's on the USA national team, like one of the best hockey players.
Wow, that's cool.
In the world is his sister.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yeah. So they're from the Minneapolis area. But Iowa State, I think he's going to play a lot. You know, I think people think, oh, nice, you know, nice guy to bring off the bench. I don't sell him short. And the great thing with Nate is he has 2 years left because he had a medical redshirt.
And a COVID year, right?
Yeah.
Is it a COVID year or a medical?
It's a medical. I don't know.
He's got 2 years.
He's got 2 years. But big guard, can guard all spots. And what you're going to see now from Iowa State, I think the plan is definitely, you know, always trying to get better. Iowa State saw what the Illinois and the Connecticut's of the world do. You don't want those guards who can just shoot. It's those big guards that can guard too. You know, and that was the one limitation I would say with Pav, and then a little bit with Taman as well. They're just not big. Where Heisey can come in.
It gives you an extra size.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And rebound too.
Yeah.
So I think that's where you're seeing Iowa State upgrading enough in all these spots.
That stood out in the tournament.
Yes.
Against Washington State and against Illinois.
Yep.
The size thing. Because it did. Like, I had a couple people text me who were in Boston and just be like, man, our guys look really small.
Mm-hmm.
They're mighty, but yeah, they did just those big long lineups. Iowa State was pretty small.
And that's why having Demarion back as well is huge.
Yes.
Because he can be a versatile guy. Demarion can play some four, you know, even in a super small lineup, he's got the length to at least bother a post. So Iowa State's going to be a little bit more versatile next year. Heisey really helps. And I'm telling you, this is not just a role player. This is a good player.
Yeah, and I like his versatility more than anything. I did talk to a couple of my Valley sources because I was trying to get to know him a little bit more, and they told me underrated defender.
Yeah. Yes.
Is the thing. Like, he's, which is why it'd be a good fit in this particular system, is they thought it would translate.
Yep.
Which I was happy to hear. So that's a huge piece. We also have
I'm texting in the middle of something right now.
I'm getting like 15 texts too. I'm telling you, this is like our trade deadline show. We've got the kid from Charlotte who's in. So you've got two of the spots. Connor, you've been working on this for us. Two or three spots left in the three spots left on the. So there's the Colorado kid, Hadley, who it's down to Iowa State and Michigan State that we know of. William Kyle, the big, out of South Dakota State. Iowa State, we've reported this to all of our premium subscribers. I think it's pretty much out there now. By the way, you guys should subscribe now. It's the best time ever to be a subscriber. They were in Omaha yesterday visiting William Kyle. And there is another player who I'm going to keep quiet for a little bit longer, because I think he's entering the portal today, that I think Iowa State has multiple connections to. The one thing, Brent, I think it's important to point out with all of these additions is you already have a nucleus that's going to put the ball in the hoop, right? Like, yes. So I think when you're looking at bigs, you want to swing for the fences here. Some of these other guys, you really are looking at how do they fit with the rest of the guys.
Correct.
You don't need another Keyshawn Gilbert here. Like, there's only so many buckets to go around. That's why I like the Heisey pickup so far, because if I'm putting a piece of the puzzle together, it's like, damn, that's exactly what they needed.
Building a
roster. So when you look at the rest, like, could use a little more shooting, and that's where Hadley comes in, right? Like, these guys all have their fits with this current roster, and that's what you're trying to make this core four.
Five with Watson.
Yep. You're just trying to make them pop as much as possible. And maybe throw JT Rock into that conversation, right? Because the fact that he was there a year ago, and we think he's going to contribute next year.
Yeah, he'll definitely contribute. No, you're right. I think, you know, where the portal can really get goofy for some teams, specifically if you have a huge, and some of these programs are dealing with a lot of cash right now, is... It's like it's what I would call the Oklahoma City Thunder problem or the Houston Rockets problem, where you have too many guys that want the ball all the time and egos get in the way. I think the core of what Iowa State's still trying to do is keep that culture. And you've got ball dominant guys already with Jones, Lipsy, Gilbert. You don't necessarily need another just power guy that's going to come in and demand the ball all the time. That could actually disrupt things. So Iowa State's really looking to find those perfect fits and very strategic about who it adds and how they will help the greater goal. Number one, everybody that Iowa State's going to get has to play defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a non-negotiable. So start there and then find people that makes your team better. So what would make Iowa State's team better? I'd say a little bit more positional size. So the versatility of guys that can guard multiple spots, bigger in general. And then you're looking at a couple more floor spacers, to be honest, whether that be from the wing spot at size or a big that can step out and shoot a little bit better. And I think you're trying to address weaknesses while still maintaining your culture at the same time. And it's a good thing to have. I mean, a lot of these programs are literally overhauling their entire roster. Iowa State at least has the base in place so they can be more selective of who fits in where and how, rather than some of these schools. They're just bringing in talent like, we hope it works.
Yeah.
Iowa State knows it works. It can now just be very strategic of how they add on to what is already working.
I'll tell you this, too. I've said this a couple times, but I think it needs to be reiterated. I'm in Omaha doing the media scrum, walking around, and an assistant coach for a program who I've known for a long time, and we were having a cup of coffee together. And he says to me, he goes, because he's admiring what Otzelberger's done. And he goes, the most important thing in the world right now in what we do, it's not NIL dollars. It's not, he's like, it's not even talent. And so you got to have talent, but it's not even that. He goes, it's chemistry. We see so many of these teams right now, and the guys have no chemistry out on the court with one another. And they're all, he goes, it reminds me of watching AAU.
Yep.
A lot of these teams right now, because these coaches are so obsessed across the country of just stockpiling as many players as possible. Use. And they're recklessly spending this money that sometimes they don't even have. He says the most important, he goes, that's what I see when I look at Iowa State, is that they are all moving in the right direction together.
It was interesting. So on that point, NC State talked about it. What changed NC State's season? One of the guys said this week is, we actually just sat down and said, enough fighting about all this stuff. Let's actually get along, play together, and leave all the money and everything else aside. And he's like, when that happened, our season turned around. You're still dealing with, I think sometimes the money is real, but you're still dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds, mm-hmm. and it just, there's life that gets in the way. I mean, there was always distractions in college. Now there's additional distractions. And so finding that ability to get along is huge, because somebody's not going to be happy with your role. In NC State, I guess there was a bunch of infight, and then eventually the big fella got them all together and said, enough, guys. Like, this is going to blow up, or we're going to have to get together. And it's working for them now. But that continuity and that togetherness, it still means something. And that's where Iowa State has to, because obviously we can't outspend everybody.
Speaking of that, I actually heard a story about NC State today. So they're playing in the Final Four this weekend. They had to rush back from Portland. Were they in Portland? Gosh. Wherever they were at. They weren't in Boston, so they would have had to.
Were they in L.A.? I don't know.
Wherever NC State was, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hosting transfers on Monday, Tuesday, flying to the Final Four on Wednesday. Like, the schedules, it's not sustainable, well, like, what we're doing here.
Well, and then the other thing, there's a... this is
dead period coming up on Thursday.
Thursday.
And then it's dead for a week, yeah, because of the Final Four.
Right. Which dead period means you can't visit. You can still make phone calls.
Yeah, so what will happen...
stuff will still
happen. What I believe is going to happen with Iowa State is finishing up this week's visits. And then there's going to be the dead period. And my guess is right after the dead period, William Kyle will come on his visit.
Okay.
And then my other player to be named later.
Got it. Yeah,
and the reason I'm being secretive there is because I'm not 100% sure. And the last thing I want to do is just throw out. I'm 90% sure.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. it's just not.
Last thing that you need to do is get a slap on the wrist for somebody who's not.
Well, and it's a young man's future. Like, right. If he's not going to enter the portal or something like that, and then I throw his name out there. And the thing is now, like, I've picked up on this. We've got this situation now where this is like, it's like what the Hot Stove League would have been in like 2000 when baseball was popular. Or it's like NBA free agency where you just get done with this super exciting season. Everybody's fired up about the future of Iowa State basketball. And now, oh, we're going to hit free agency for half of our roster to see if we can take our top 10 team in the top five. And there's like this reality TV aspect to it.
Yeah.
Where the NBA is kind of like the Instagram league, right? Like what's Tyrese going to post? What's he wearing today? Is Bloom sitting here texting during the show? No, it's fine. I've been doing the same. I just posted a Patreon update. So anyways,
things are happening.
Good times. And this is actually really fun for me. I wish that I don't want every week to be like this, but these are a good time when you're a journalist trying to do this. I want to thank a couple of our great sponsors who we would not be here without. First of all, we mentioned them, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. I want to shout out to their online MBA program, award-winning one. It is not too late. If you need to get that master's, you can do it online.
You can.
What are you laughing at?
No. Yeah, I might need a master's.
Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. They've been a longtime supporter of what we do here on Cyclone
Fanatic.
Getting
a gift from me today.
Yeah, they're getting a gift from Bloom on Forever True Day. I want to give them one, too. They're getting two gifts. By the way, Maddie Van Winks texting me, says I need to give that fifth gift to our friends at the Alumni Association, which is
that's a part of
very,
Forever, good
very
point.
Worthy cause. I love my friends at the – shout out to Jeff Johnson, my main man.
Cyclones everywhere.
Okay, also our friends at Gravitate Coworking. Check them out at gravitatecoworking.com, your number one source for coworking here in the metro. Thank you, Jeff Wood, for sponsoring us and his beautiful wife, Hope Wood. Will in a day. I told you guys to go and get your wills. If any of you had loved ones who had heart attacks at that game against Illinois and they died, I'm sorry. I told them to go get wills. I know that is a morbid sponsorship read, but it's the truth. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our families when we're gone. Hope Wood. JD.com. Is that too far? I go too far?
I'm gonna be honest. If I had a heart attack, I hope my will is in place.
Yes.
I mean, it is dramatic. You are known to do that, but it's the fact remains you better have one.
NG.
You don't want your kid to go like to some cousin you don't like.
Couple of people watching live on YouTube right now. The real journalists of Central Iowa. On a TV show for that.
That would get literally dozens of viewers.
Yeah, that would be brutal.
That'd be bad.
Brutal.
Can you imagine falling around?
Following me around would be the most boring thing ever. Oh, he's on his phone again. Oh, he pulled up with his laptop. Oh, he's drinking an Ames lager.
That's
oh,
just typical Wednesday.
Awesome.
Typical Wednesday. Yeah.
It's all Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Okay.
I'd fall around Connor Ferguson, though.
No, that would be a trip.
You just don't know what fun he's going to get into.
Buckle the hell up.
It could be a arena football game one day. You're going to a dirt track the next. And that's entertainment right there.
Following the women's basketball team around.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so real quick, the women's thing. I have had some of our subscribers ask what's going on there. Here's the situation. They can't do like in-home visits. What in the hell is the rule differences between the men and the women? Are you familiar with it? Because there are rules different. In the women's transfer period moves much slower.
Yeah, I just know they're different.
Okay, I don't know all the specifics, but I don't know the difference. Steve Kemp says, I'm not given to the school of journalism until they invite CW to speak. I've spoken to clubs. I've never gotten the official journalism school invite.
What about
they're just trying to keep me at a distance. I get it.
No, so here's...
Oh, we got this alum. He's known for drinking whiskey. He's a, you know, he's an anti-traditional journalist. We don't want anything to do with this guy.
They think you're shady over there, man.
They do.
I told you about the one when I told someone I had a job. And they're like,
oh, I don't know.
Is your boss kind of shady? I'm like, yeah.
They said to Aiden, they're like, make sure you get your paychecks on time. What the you're making like twice as much as most of those recent
graduates. So, no, here's what they're waiting for. So this is the old, this is out of the fundraising playbook.
I'm not giving them a gift. I don't have enough money.
Hold on. Hold on. They're waiting for you to hit it big. And then so whenever if you had a
and then they're gonna acknowledge
and then
me.
You'll invite then you, it's hey, we'd love to get you involved. And then when you come back, then it's you're gonna have to speak to this class. We're gonna have a meeting with the dean. And then what about a scholarship, Chris?
Oh yeah. Have you ever thought about
would you consider helping out the next
generation? I actually have. I want to do the thing with the Iowa State Daily.
So my guy Jens, who works in liberal arts and sciences. Let's set up a visit for Williams. He'll do a scholarship. I'll kick in on the scholarship, Jens. Come on.
One second here.
We're just making the foundation roll forever true day today. You breaking news?
No,
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Tony calls me the DX of journalism. Thank you. Boom. Suck it.
I don't understand what that means.
So they were these pro wrestlers.
I know. I remember.
Remember DX? They'd run around telling people to suck their.
Yes.
Yeah. The Zach McCabe's of, of journalism. Or, jeez. They were kind of like the outlaws.
Yeah.
They were known as like the renegades.
Who was the
that like? And then the old time wrestlers didn't like them.
They had the long hair, right?
Yeah, it was Shawn Michaels.
It was
Triple H.
Who was the young guy that?
The 1-2-3 kid, X-Pac.
Yeah.
And then you had the New Age Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know. Yeah. Good times, man. Can't beat that.
Good times.
All right.
Women's basketball, back to the professional realm here. They do have a couple spots that they will try and add to. I'm telling you, CW, the NIL game and the high end for women's basketball, as proven by, I think, the attention that women's basketball is getting. You were 6 months behind, I would say, women's basketball compared to men's basketball. It is starting to really pick up. I mean, if you want an elite talent in the portal for women's basketball, the price is almost the same as in men's basketball because they can really, a player of those stature can make a huge difference. And you just saw actually yesterday.
This women's game, man, it's a rocket ship.
It is. Well, All-American player from Virginia Tech, point guard. She declared for the WNBA and also entered the portal at the same time. I mean, she'll get on the market. Somebody's going to pay her a couple $100,000, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are not small
and that's
dollars.
Just going to keep going up, and too, with just, the visibility of the women's game
absolutely,
growing.
Absolutely. And I saw like the Tennessee coach got fired and she made four NCAA tournaments. I mean, it's getting competitive. It's already there. I think people are realizing that Tennessee's got some tradition clearly, so they're maybe not the perfect example, that having a competitive women's basketball program can really add additional attention. I'm totally with you. We've seen that Iowa State's been successful for 25 years. It's nothing new for Iowa State fans. Iowa State fans were supporting it. But I think a lot of these other athletic programs are starting to realize, holy cow, this is not just another sport. This is closer, I would say, to football, men's basketball than it is the Olympic sports.
I just think, too, with women's basketball and wrestling specifically.
Yeah, wrestling as well.
Is the streaming has really just brought it to a whole new level. Now, it may not like you still have to work to find these games, right? You have to pull up ESPN Plus for instance, like I can't tell you how many times this year I've been waiting on my daughters at dance streaming women's basketball games on my phone. It's like it's so much easier to consume if you want it.
And everything's on.
Yeah. And the diehards can just become more diehard because of that. Yeah. It used to be so much more difficult.
Yeah. And it's a great product. I'll probably like a lot of people, clearly because of the TV numbers. I was locked in on Monday night. Those are two really, really
just fantastic
fun games.
Kaylee, real quick, is at the Greenlee School of Journalism. She says, love to have me come speak. And the commons are always open if I want to go work there. Oh.
Oh, look at thank
That's
you,
just
Kaylee.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Kaylee. That made my day. I was joking with it. Did you get it? It is WrestleMania week, so we've got a theme. This is me walking into
Cody Rhodes.
Who's this guy?
It's Roman Reigns.
Who? Acknowledge me.
All right, you can get it. That's his catchphrase. He just goes around.
Acknowledge
to,
me.
He goes around to every town he's in. He says, "Acknowledge me."
It's like Hawkeye.
That's The Rock's cousin.
It's like Hawkeye Twitter.
Thank you very much. I'm just kidding too, Kaylee. I'm not this is fantastic. I love the Greenlee School of Journalism.
And we're gonna be making a gift forever.
True. Yeah, we're making a gift right there on Forever True Day. Okay, so. Anyways, I'm kind of lost. Oh, I wanted to talk about the Mayo kid from in our Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment here. Yes. Thanks to Plant Your Independence, Plant Wiffles, baby. Mayo, the kid that Iowa State went up against in the NCAA tournament,
yep,
commits to Kansas.
Yeah,
which we knew he was going portaling. I told people that before the game that he wouldn't be there next year because I had sources telling me he's already gone. And boy, he hit the jackpot there. You go from the Summit League to Kansas.
And they're not done. Like I've been, it's no mystery in the portal world. Kansas is out for, they're ready to go. They're locked. So they've got him. They got the cool kid from Florida who was a starter for Florida. I'm telling you guys, they are building two starting fives. That is the goal for Kansas. And they have the resources to do that. And Mayo will be really good there. He's from Lawrence. It's actually kind of a neat story. He's going home. That's the one thing. The portal from that regard is pretty neat. There's a lot of actually D2 kids that are now getting a chance at D1. Allows them to do this now. So you're seeing these stories of kids going up, which is cool. I mean, that's a nice part of it. Is it healthy in a lot of ways? No, it's not. But if you prove yourself at a lower level, you're going to get a chance now at a high major. And there's been so many success stories of people who have moved up that would not have been able to do that 20 years ago.
Is there a worse job in college athletics now than the low to mid major college basketball coach?
Well, and you feel bad for the Western Kentuckys.
Yeah.
They just lost their coach, and I don't blame the coach. You can't win there right now. It's impossible.
Well,
because
that's
when you ever have a good player, you're going to leave.
I would rather be like where Henderson is in Brookings, where than maybe even like a mid-level Valley job right now.
Yeah.
Because those, it's a lot easier to bring a freshman into the Summit League and have success.
True.
Than it is.
Is the Valley's still old? You know, like it's.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying though is the Valley to me, the only thing about the Valley is you can go and get a, what's his name? Jelani Hamilton.
Yeah.
Right. You can get the guys dropping down a level.
Yes.
More.
Yes.
Where it feels like the Summit and those types of leagues, you're having to just, all right. Sorry about that. If you're watching live, internet problems here.
Hold on. How the hell is this my fault? Everyone in the comments saying this is.
Oh, you're the producer.
Well,
you're the production. You're the production professional.
Well, professional is a stretch.
Too many phone calls.
Yeah. We'll wrap this thing up before we blow up. I want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Kelderman Manufacturing, as always. Appreciate you, brother. Kelderman.com. Laser cutting, if you're out there. I know our friends with MechDyne are doing business with Kelderman now.
Cyclones helping Cyclones.
All right. So, listen, just stay up to date with what we're doing right now. This is just a crazy time. It's a really exciting time. We also have spring football going on. We're not forgetting about that. We're going to do a lot of spring football in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of exciting stuff.
A lot
going
of
on
good
there.
Stuff happening there.
They're really excited about a lot of these young guys. And it sounds like a couple of the transfers that came in are going to help immediately. I put a big update on premium about that on Monday, I believe. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I would say get prepared for a little bit more downfield action. I would say it's got some threats now.
Well, I was told that to me, this wasn't like breaking news, but the Higgins deal, like he
elite.
Well, yeah, like in, I think he probably could have been drafted this year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. We're lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him. And then Benny's coming on, you know, on that other side.
I love that kid.
So
he had that big catch in the Liberty Bowl.
He did. I mean, Iowa State's going to have some dudes. And then
the one I heard, which is having a really good spring is, and I'm happy to hear this. I pointed him out to you last year when the first time I laid eyes on him, and I was in love with Jontez Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, that guy has it. And then he gets thrown out there and he kind of got abused. I believe it was against Texas whoever.
Yep.
They picked on him a little bit. And
Kansas.
Yeah, whatever. Yep. Fans got a little down. I'm telling you, he's a pro.
Well, he's going to have to step up because he's the TJ Tampa.
Well, I'm telling you that they're telling me that he's had a really good spring.
Totally.
Part of it's just, you know, there's technique and all that stuff. But at that position, if you have that body type.
And I think people forget, Iowa State still has a big old tackle coming in that's not there yet, Jalen Travis, the Princeton kid. So,
well, and the other one I heard was Dylan Barrett is
pushing. He was an awesome dude, by the way.
Is he a good guy?
Oh, he's a great guy.
But he's pushing at center.
Yep. Yeah, so good things. I know people are already going, okay, it's Williams at the offensive line again. I hear it.
I don't ever hype him. Telling you guys,
I hear it.
I'm reporting what Matt Campbell says every year at Media Day. Blame the coach. I also think we learned pretty well last year that your scheme, this is what Mike Leach and Hal Mumme have been saying for 30 freaking years, your scheme has more to do with it than the line. And their scheme was awesome last year, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're running for 300 yards against BYU. The line's not any different.
So the freshman that came in from Arizona is already on campus.
Yes.
He's going to be good too.
Well, and I also heard that the little scat back is
he's
legit.
He's legit.
Well, he's the kick returner, right?
Yep.
Him and Noel.
Yep. And you get Jalen back too, who is also fantastic. So good things happening. We'll get more into football. Spring football game is on April 20th, right?
Yes.
That's Saturday. So, and it's open to the public. And there might be new uniforms revealed.
That was not an April Fool's joke.
I don't know what's going to be at that, but.
So for real, I didn't even pick up on that.
You're back in the uniform game.
Well, and not by choice. I retired from that. I passed the torch to Connor. And of course, you know, Connor had a post up about that in 10 seconds, right? I did a little ask. I'm like, hey, everybody thinks this is a joke. It's not a joke. And then the football program decided to play a joke on me where I had two people telling me it was a joke and two people telling me it wasn't. So my head was spinning. I'm like, God damn it, guys. I don't have time for this.
It's portal season.
I don't have time for this right now. My phone's blowing up. There's a million things happening. And all my people care about are the freaking uniform. Football uniforms. They look cool. I like the stripes.
To see what they actually look like.
And I do have a hunch of what the fourth one is. It's pretty dope. And it's not blue.
No throwbacks.
I asked about the blue throwbacks and was given a staunch no.
Hey.
And then they gave me the DX sign. Kicked me out of the office.
Is that Chris Jericho? Was he part of those?
No.
Or is he a different guy?
He was his own man.
Gold Dust.
Y2J.
Gold Dust. Wasn't Gold Dust the guy?
Gold Dust is Cody Rhodes' brother. In real life. Yeah.
How about that?
I'll be damned. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We apologize for the Aiden fail. There's hashtag Aiden fail going on in the comment section right now.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing your job. God bless you. Aiden pays attention. Evolve or die. Be paranoid. All the good stuff. All the really, to be honest, terrible mental health lessons that I grew up teaching myself. And now I wish I wouldn't have done it.
Remember, here's something to live by, everybody. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't chasing you. How about that?
appreciate it. Signing off from the Wild Rose Casino Studios. Go out and buy yourself a six pack of Ames Lagers to help celebrate these and help Bloom pay these guys. More importantly,
cheers to that.
Right. And by the way, those We Will pizzas are legit.
They're great.
The breakfast pizza is unbelievable.
My guy, Timmy Kreisman, he's a legend.
I got that. And then, so I had it in two meals. I had one of them one night, and then I had it for, you know what Creole is?
Creole. Yeah.
You put sprinkle, Creole on. Sprinkle a little bit of that on. It gives a little pop.
So it should be available. It's available.
It's really freaking good pizza.
I'll put out where it's now in Pleasant Hill, Hy-Vee.
Yeah, I'm seeing it around a lot more.
And we're discussions to have it potentially available at Jack Trice this fall.
Oh, where they can buy full pizzas?
Like personal pan types, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway, we'll see.
That's really cool. Anyway. All right, he's Brent Bloom. Thanks to Aiden Wyatt for producing this monstrosity of a Wednesday pod. Love you all. And we appreciate you. We will be back on Sunday night, probably earlier if anything crazy happens. For Brent Bloom, I'm Chris Williams. So long. Have a great Wednesday.